Michael Chapman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for holding on for a bit there. I am a big admirer of yours and what you've done with Hip Hop Orchestra, but we're talking today about something a little different called Unisound. Can you tell us a bit about the organization and its goals?
Yes, certainly. Well, as you, we have interacted both with Hip Hop Orchestra, you and I, and also when I was music director at Hope Academy of Music and the Arts.
Yes.
You're familiar with. Well, Unisound is an organization that allows many of these youth-serving organizations, programs, both for instruction and performance, to come together under one umbrella. We have, you know, shared goals, and this allows us to have an umbrella to, as a united force, promote what we are doing, reach out to families, reach out to organizations in the area, connect teaching artists and so on. So it's a nice association, alliance of organization to promote music education and performance opportunities for youth, basically. We were founded in 2018. It's really, I'm guessing, but it's really the brainchild of Lindsay Nova, the director at Tripo. And she's reached out to many of us, and together we are working on this. And it's a great program for us. You know, it allows the different organizations to share what they are doing. Some of the smaller, lesser known organizations get to connect with the large organizations and be part of the promotion that we all do to support everyone. So it's just a coming together of organizations that serve youth in our region.
Well, and it's really fulfilling a niche. A lot of people could really look for additional venues for youth to play in, or instructors that can be connected with youth. And what I love about what you're doing is it really is inclusive of all sorts of different styles of music, and also different playing levels or singing levels. It embraces just about anybody that has an interest in this, including listeners, too. What gave you guys the idea to do this?
Well, like I said, we had so many different youth-serving organizations, but not, I mean, there would be little collaborations and little projects that connect one or two organizations together. But just the concept of a way of connecting more organizations that are doing the same work, so that we can share resources, share marketing, share, and just even communication to get the information out there, was the brainchild behind the idea. And now it has 40 member organizations across a broad span of different music genres, etc. So it's really as it's still in its early infancy, or I would say still in its very youthful stage.
Yes.
There's a lot of potential. One of our strong programs, our Black Teaching Artist Residency Program, right now, I think this is going on the third year, where we provide Black teaching artists with residency opportunities through some of these different organizations. And we're in the process of working on trying to get a full-time Black teaching artist here in Pittsburgh to work with some of the different organizations that teach music, so that some of the, for example, Tripo would have strings, as well as Hope Academy, Hip Hop Orchestra, and having a Black teaching artist in the area that teaches violin, cello, that kind of thing. We still lack that type of diversity in the teaching artist front locally. So we're trying to get our program running in such a way that we can attract a wonderful qualified individual here, provide them with a full-time opportunity, because, again, coming together as an alliance, we have the ability to do that, and they would teach for more than one organization. So that's one of our projects as well that I think it's important to mention that we're working on.
Absolutely. And I had a chance to look through. It's unisound.us. I had a chance to look through the website, and the directories are great. There are sections for families, organizations, teaching artists. I want to make sure, now that it's open, our Youth Media Center offers performance opportunities. We have them on the radio, too, but also a space where people can perform live or record themselves. And we'd love to be part of the Unisound Network. You are doing something that has been missing in this area, as far as I know, really forever, that's never been here. There are organizations that have connected certain genres, but not cross-discipline and cross-cultural. So I really applaud you for the work you're doing. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, today, as we're talking about it, Unisound is, we do have an event on today where we have we have a petting zoo. So that gives both youth and adults the opportunity to come and explore some of the different instruments if they're interested in getting into learning an instrument. So there's one happening at the Pittsburgh Music Academy in Greentree from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, where families can come and explore instruments and see if they want to get their child involved in playing some music.
That's great. And a musical instrument petting zoo is a great thing. You can grab the instrument, hold it in your hands, sort of see whether it fits you or whether the notes that come out of it is something you would like. And Pittsburgh Music Academy in Greentree is at 1146 Greentree Road. That's from 1 to 3 o'clock today. And it's always a lot of fun to do that. And just to observe it, too, that should be nice.
Exactly. Good, good. Yep. So other than that, you know, the organization I run, our hip-hop orchestra, information can be found by going to gosound.org. And if you click on hip-hop orchestra, it'll take you to our partner organization, Hope Academy of Music and the Arts, where you can, you know, get involved in more music playing. We do have a big event coming up on May 31st. We're in partnership with Alphabet City at City of Asylum. We're collaborating with their Youth Poetry Festival.
Oh, nice.
We put on a free program there on May 31st, Wednesday evening. So that's going to be a nice one.
That sounds good. Well, folks can go to unisound.us for more information about Unisound. I hope we'll get a chance to do some things together throughout the year, and it's really good to talk with you, Michael. Thank you.
You as well. We've enjoyed every opportunity in that space, so I look forward to being there performance-wise again soon with some group of you.
Sounds good. Thanks. That's okay. Michael Chapman of Unisound.